Okay, so this week, it's Parshas Vayero. God appears to Avram immediately after Avram fulfills the commandment to circumcise himself. And on the third day, God appears to him, and then he's sitting there, God is standing, and he sees the three angels. And after he's fed them and taken care of them, they ask him, you know, where's Sarah? She says, Sarah's in the tent. He says, next year she's going to have a child. Batitzchak Sarah bekirbo lemor, and Sarah laughs inside, saying, Achre baloisi, after I'm all worn out, hoisali edno, I'm going to have youth again. Vadoini zokin, my master's old. Vayom Hashem el Avram, God said to Avram, Lomo zetzoch kasora leimur, why did Sora laugh, saying, Af umnam eleid vani zokanti, can I really have a child? I'm old. She didn't say, I'm old. She said, my master's old. I think last year we were saying over the Torah from Reb Shimshon of Ostropolim that we see God the way we are. Like, we see everything the way we are. We don't see things the way they are. And the Novi, the prophet who has a vision, you know, sees God as a reflection of the self. So if the prophet is young, then they see God as young. And if they feel old, then they see God as old. So Sarah says, Hafumnam Eleid, am I gonna have a child? Vadoini Zokin, and God is old. If I was going to be young again, then God would look young, and she could, and she was a prophetess, so she was in constant contact. She was in a state of prophecy, and in her prophecy, God looked old, Adoini Zokin. So she said, well, if I'm seeing God as old, then it must be me that's old. And if it's me that's old, how can I have a baby? So the question is, when God says to Avram, you're going to have a child, he says, I've been mea shona eleit. He says, he laughed inside saying, can a person have a child that's 100 years old? And now Sarah laughs and God rebukes her. So the Gemara Megillah says that when the Yidden translated, when the translated the Septuagint for King Ptolemy, they changed here, and it said Vatitzchak Sora Bekirba. They didn't translate it as Sora laughed inside, but Bekroiveho, she laughed with her friends, so that Ptolemy wouldn't ask this question: how come God is only makpid on Sora when Avram also asked the same question, and he laughed the same laughter. But Lamas, the question is good. So, do you think for a moment that Sarah didn't think that God could give her a child? I mean, that wasn't the question. And that wasn't the laughter. Thing is, Avraham and Sarah had stopped praying for a child. That's the meaning of getting old. When you stop praying for something, then something happens. Oldness, age. Nar ha'isi gam zukanti, the Gemara says, Nar ha'isi, I was young. Gam zakanti, now I became old. Sar ha'olam amrei. The Lord of the world said it. Meaning, this is nature. We get old and we no longer feel that power. So spiritually we can also get old, and then we don't feel the power of prayer. If a person says to themselves, you know, I can't daven for this anymore. I davened 10 years, 50 years, 70 years. I davened 90 years and I didn't get answered. How can I still daven? What does it mean to still, yeah, sure, I believe. Why don't we daven for the dead? Person doesn't daven for a dead person. Well, daven for a dead person, they should come back alive. Where's the prayer? Certain things, nature has taken its course. You let go. Dead person is a dead person. I would pray the dead person come back to life. So that's the meaning of zokein, to get old. And this is the reason why dead people are dead. Because there's no power of prayer. If there were power of prayer, they would still be alive. And Avraham says to God, Ribbono Shel Olam, I know that I can have 100 children. It's not really going to be mine because, you know, I stopped praying already a while ago. And if I stopped praying, then sure, you can do miracles, you can do whatever you want, but it's not really going to be mine, is it? It's not really going to be my avoider, my tefillah, my davening that brought it about. I don't have any davening anymore. I finished. The difference between the laughter of Sarah and the laughter of Avraham, you see, Sarah, she says, not only have I stopped davening, achri b'loisi, I'm all worn out, but she says, even Avraham has stopped davening. V'adoini zokin. And then the Bais Yaakov, the son of the Ishbitzer, he says, this is where Ribbono Shel Olam is makpid. He rebukes Sarah. He says, you can say about yourself that you've lost all hope and that you've stopped davening. And you can know what's going on in your heart. Because you know your heart. But how can you know what's going on in Avraham's heart? How can you be so sure that Avraham didn't find it inside himself to daven just while you're thinking about it? Just while you're thinking to yourself, you know, I don't have any tefillah in my heart. How do you know in that moment Avraham didn't? How do you know? See, Sarah was poigem ba'asa d'lo isyada. She touched on the unknown, that place which is not reachable, not accessible. Asa d'lo isyada, and the place that isn't known, it's a very high place, you know. That reaches into the divine. When we talk about the place which isn't known. And you know, Everybody has a place which isn't known. Okay, so you say to yourself, I know inside myself. Okay, so that place where you know inside yourself, that's the known place. But you know you also have an unknown place. Asadullah isyada, and that's the divine, right? So when Sora presumes to say what's going on in Avraham, so she's saying there's no divine, there's no unknown place. I know Avraham, I know him through and through. You never know, you can live like Sora and Avraham lived together 75 years, but you can't know what's going on in the divine place. But asad lo isyada, and assuming or presuming on that place, presuming to say this, that person is not davening anymore, has lost all their hope and is, they can't even find it, to say that about somebody else is like saying, you know, God can't help anymore. If a person wants to say about themselves, you know, I've given up hope. All right. Okay? I know God can help, but I've given up hope. I'm not hoping anymore. I'm giving up. Okay? A person can access themselves as much as they can access. You know, the Medrash says that when the spies came back and they were talking Lashon Hara, it says, V'nia b'einenu, we were in our own eyes when we went to the Holy Land, and the people there, they were so strong and terrifying and awesome. You know, we were in our own eyes like grasshoppers. And so we were in their eyes. And then Rabbani Shalom said, you know, the fact that you said that you are in your own eyes like a grasshopper, you felt so small, vitarti. I'm a vata, and then I let go. But that you say that you are in his eyes like a chagav, like a grasshopper, how do you know? Maybe you're in his eyes like an angel. And then when they said later, ki chazak hu mimeni, we can't leinuchal loy. We can't take the inhabitants of the land. They're stronger. Mimeni, so the Gemara says, Mimen kaviyochol ein balabais moitzias kelov, that they were talking about God, you know, that the Canaanites are stronger than God, that God is not going to be able to save his own stuff, you know, take his stuff out of the fire. Where did such a thought come from that God can't do what he can do? As soon as they presume to have an opinion about how they looked in somebody else's eyes, that was the key. Because you can only know what's going on in your own heart. So you're terrified, fair enough. But don't say that you know how you appear in somebody else's eyes, and therefore you make on the basis of that assumption, you make all kinds of decisions, because then you're makhish koicha shel mala. Then you, what you end up doing is denying the divine and the ability of God to make things happen. And this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebukes Sarah. Asad lo yisyada, the place which is unknown. So many times we've talked about the difference between Avraham and Yitzchak, that Avraham, you know, he looks out into the world and he sees the divine, and that's the b'chin of chesed, and that Yitzchak looks inside himself and sees the divine, and that's the b'chin of gevura. And vayera elav Hashem, the Vayera Elav, the way the Seder begins is already the Hizgalus of Yitzchak, is already the revelation of Yitzchak. Because Vayera Elav, God appears to him in that place. He appears to Avraham in that closeness. And Avraham sees the divine in a way that it hasn't happened before. Prior to this, Avraham looks out in the world. Su'u morim enechem, raise your eyes on high. Urumi bara ela, and see who created this. But now Avraham has the sense of the presence in himself. And that's umi b'sori echazef, from my flesh I see. And that's already the beginning of the revelation of the soul of Yitzchak. And everything that to do with Yitzchak is this deeper and deeper inside the self. The asad lo isyada, the unknown place. The definition is it's unknown. But the more you become aware of the unknown place, the more you become aware of the divine. So the more you see inside yourself that there is an unknown place, the more you become aware of the divine in you. And this only happened with Avraham Avinu after he did the Bris Milah, after he did the circumcision. You know, there's an interesting Gemara, and there's a similar Medrash. It says, Lav achbere gamve, it's not the mouse that is the ganef. Choyre gamve, the mouse hole is the ganef. And it says, Rav, he used to fine the fence, you know, the person who deals in stolen goods. He used to find them more than he would find the ganef, right? Gechapt, ganef, gechapt. But if you caught the fence, you know, he got really heavy fine. Why? Because he says, Lav achbere gamve, it's not the mouse which is the ganef. Choyre gamve, it's the mouse hole which steals. So it's that, you know, the fence, if there wouldn't be fences so willing to buy stolen goods, you know, people would steal for themselves what they need, you know. But the idea of stealing as a business, then you have to have a person who buys this stuff. So the Ishbitza says that the Inyan of Bris Milah is similar to that. Well, the Torah isn't really worried about where we put stuff. Bris Milah is not because we're so, you know, the person has to be so careful about where they're being mashpia. You know, when a person is giving, then you have to be circumspect in your giving. And therefore, you have to be circumcised so that you'll be circumspect in your giving, and that it's all about the giving. Nah, that's not the point. The Radzina says, it's the choyre gamve. The problem is in the receiving. It's always about receiving. What am I going to receive? Am I going to receive what I need, or am I going to receive stuff that I don't need? When I'm opening myself up to the Shefa, to the flow of the divine inside me, what am I going to get? In order to get the right stuff, I need to be circumcised in the sense of that the Chore Gamve, that the mouse hole, the place that's receiving, the place that's giving, has a lock on it. If the place if the fence has been closed down for business, then now the ganef, what's he gonna ganef? He's only gonna ganef what he needs. There's no point in gambling what he doesn't need. So if there's a lock, if there's some kind of a filter on what I'm giving, says the Radzina, then what I'm going to be receiving is going to change. Because that's the process. So really, the Bris Milah of Avraham Avinu is in order for Avraham Avinu to be able to receive. It's a metaphor, right? What does Avram receive? Vayera Elav Hashem. God appears to him. Where? Mibsori Echsef, from the flesh. And it's in the appearance of God, the closeness of God, the revelation of God that Avram has, is the Bechina of Yitzchak. As soon as Avraham is circumcised, then the world has to be circumcised. And for the world to be circumcised, the arlo of Sdom and Amoira ad Mitzvoyim, the destruction of Sodom, is really the circumcision of the world. Because there was the revelation of who, the revelation of the Shekhinah, which we were saying, you know, Avram and Sarah, they're davening, Ribbono Shel Olam, please, why don't you just reveal yourself in the world? The world, there's so much pain and so much destruction and confusion and all the sins. It only comes about because people don't know about you. So why don't you just make yourself visible and you know, be the king of the world, and everybody will be, I mean, like, how could anybody refuse to be a subject? And Ribbono Shel Olam says, okay, but the Shekhinah, the revelation of God in the world, that's the birth of Yitzchak, because that's the meaning of the divine in the world. We were learning in Sefer Yetzirah, you know, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Avram, your children have sinned, and then he says to Yitzchak, your children have sinned, and then, you know, each of them has an irresponsible response. Ribbono Shel Olam, they've sinned, okay, so take it out on them and fix them. Yitzchak starts to argue, right? Oh, what do you mean they've sinned? What do you mean they're my children? They're not my children, they're your children. And he argues, Ribbono Shel Olam, like, we can sort this through. We can sort it. Let's just figure it out. And if you take half, if you want, listen, I'll take it all. I'm dead. My ashes are there on the altar. I gave already. I took it all. Okay. So then the Gemara says, "Mechav lo Yitzchak, Hakadosh Baruch Hu beinayo." That Yitzchak shows us God with our eyes. And that's the end of everything. Which is to say, what does it mean to see God with your eyes? What is Techiyas HaMeisim? You know, in the second of the brachos of Shemina Esra, the first one, Magna Avraham. Leman Shemoi Ba'ahava, for your namesake with love, it's Avraham. Then comes Atu Gibor El Olam Hashem. This is the bracha that Yitzchak made. You are Gibor. What does it say immediately? Mechai Mesim. You bring the dead back to life. Soimech Noiflim. You raise the fallen. Roifech Cholim. You heal the sick. Matir Asurim. You loosen those who are bound. All the brachos. From Mashiv Ruach Hamoreid Hageshem, you make it rain, you make the wind. Everything is there in the bracha of Yitzchak. All the brachos are there. So they're not there in the bracha of Avram. They're in the bracha, but Yitzchak's all about gevura and withholding and stuff. How come? See, in order for Yitzchak to be born, Avram and Sarah have to give up. What does it mean they give up? they look inside themselves and they can't find any davening. They can't find anything inside themselves that is still waiting for the birth of Yitzhak. They're still davening for the birth. They said, look, Rabbeinu Shalom, we daven so much. We sat up at night begging you, please Rabbeinu Shalom. We finished. We stopped. We stopped davening. And that's the inyan of Mechayim Mesim. You know, like, how can you bring the dead back to life if you stop davening? And yet, as we learn, the Gemara and the Zohar Kodesh says, the Hevla de Garma, that inside the bones of a human being who's dead, there's still air. There's still something going on. There's still davening. And you know, when, like the Gemara says, Machatzti Vani Erpo, the Rabbeinu Shem says, I killed, I bring back to life. Memis Mechai, what's the inyan of refuah? What's the inyan of healing if you're bringing back to life? It's like, if a person lies down and goes to sleep, you wake up, you are who you were before you went to sleep, right? There's an awareness. Oh, I lay down, even though there's this period of unconscious, you wake up and you're yourself with all your memories. So the same thing is going to be by Tchias HaMesim. A person is going to wake up and they're going to have all the memories that they had until they died. And in fact, the Gemara says B'mumon, that a person, everybody's going to wake up with the same illnesses that they had when they went to when they died, and the same and everything, and then they're going to be healed. Otherwise, people will say, oh, these died, it's different people who came back to life. And Nisbitz says, what's the meaning of that? Is that there's something about us that is still davening. Just as when we go to sleep, we're not dead. When we die, we're not dead. And that there's a part of us that continues to live. And what does it mean it continues to live? It continues to daven. It continues to hope. Reb Nachman used to say, "Ein shum yiyush ba'olam," there is no giving up. And Sarah and Avraham had to learn that lesson, that there is no giving up. But in order to learn the lesson, they had to give up. They had to say to themselves, "Oi, we've been miyayish, we've given up, we've stopped davening." And then Yitzchak is born into the world, and it says, Vateled Sora Bain La Avraham Lizakunov, that Sora gives birth to Avraham, to a child, to Avraham in his old age. Meaning that God made it clear to Avraham and Sora when Yitzhak was born that he was their child, that he was born of their tefillos, that he was born of their davening. And that they hadn't given up. You see, that was the big gift in the birth of Yitzchak. There was like, it was like Tchias HaMesim. It was like the resurrection of the dead. Which the resurrection of the dead is not. It's not new people being born. It's the old ones being born. And when Yitzchak was born, it was clear to Avraham and Sarah that he was the answer to their prayers. But wait a minute, they had stopped praying. The birth of Yitzchak is the revelation that you never stop praying. That's why Tchias HaMesim, the resurrection of the dead, is associated with Yitzchak. Because Yitzchak is the one who makes you aware of the Asad Lo Isyada, that place which is unknown to you. And it's only in retrospect that you realize, ah, I was davening all the time. Even when I was dead, I was davening. I never gave up. Where Reb Nachman says, Ein shum yesh ba'olam, there is no giving up, there is no despair. This is what he meant. That Yitzchak What does it mean? Umechavlu Yitzchak, like Kadosh Baruch Hu Beinayu, we were learning in the Sefer Yetzirah in the last chapter. Yitzchak shows us God with our eyes. What does that mean? That Yitzchak shows each one of us inside that we were never disconnected, that we never, it's not like we left it to God. We said, oh, if God was going to do it, he's going to do it, and, you know, I'm going to stop praying. Yitzchak shows us that inside us there's something that never stops praying, not even when we're dead. And that's the whole Indian of Techiyas HaMeis, and the resurrection of the dead, is that we come back, and God says, you brought yourself back. It's not a gift that I'm giving you, like yesh me'ayin, something from nothing. No, you've been davening all this time. So, you know, you see this, a whole new way of looking. You know, Avraham and Sarah have to reach that place where they think to themselves, we've stopped davening, we're old, this is the meaning of Zokin, that we've gotten so old, we've stopped davening, in order for Yitzchak to be born. It's interesting that there's a Me'er Shiloyach this week in Chelik Aleph, where it talks about Tchachesh Sora Leima Letzchakti, and she says, no, I didn't laugh. And he talks about Ki Yakrus Midas Yitzchak, that the specialness of Yitzchak Avinu is to make clear Levaro Laharos Ki Af Yira Shemaim Ubide Shemaim, that even the fear of heaven is from heaven. Ve'af Kol HaChatoim Shel Yisrael, and all the sins of the Jewish people, Heim B'Hashgochas Hashem Yisbarach, everything is divine providence. Ki Al Yidei Zeh, because through this Yisgadel V'Yisgada Shmei Rabu. And then he says, V'Havein, and you need to understand this, Ki Omoik Omoku. There's only twice in the Me'er Shiloyach that he says that the Torah is Omoik Omok, that it's deeper than deep, it's the deepest depths of depths. And this is one, that Sora needs to get to that place of completely denying, not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the power, Chalila, but that she denies that there is anything inside herself that is still hoping. We can identify, you know. Very often a person looks inside himself and says, you know, yeah, sure, I believe God can do everything. But in me, I can't even find the prayer anymore. Yeah, I wish I still had the faith. It would be nice to still have that faith that miracles happen and stuff, but you know. And then Yitzchak is born, and he shows us that we do have the faith, and that we do have the tefillah, and we're still davening all the time, and ein shum yesh ba'olam, there's never any despair, there never was any despair. That's an illusion. But we have to go into that illusion in order for Yitzchak to be born. The thing about us is that we're not Avraham now, we're not Yitzchak, we're Yaakov. So everybody inside them can on the one hand reach that place where Avram and Sarah reach, which says, you know, I can't find it in me anymore. And also at the same time to say, you know, there's a place in me I don't even know. There's a sadala isyada in me which I can feel. Umchavla Kushbach ben Einayu means that I have eyes. I can see inside myself that there are places that I can't access, that I don't know. And in that place where I don't know myself, there's a lot happening. And one of the things that's happening is that there's a fierce emuna, not just an emuna that God can do whatever, but an emuna that I have, that I'm still connected, that I'm still davening for it, and that I never gave up hope that it's going to happen now, any minute, through me. Shkoyach.